Welcome to Energy Matters, exploring awakening to your authentic self and finding purpose through mind, body, and soul. With your hosts, Cody Edner and David Gandelman. Brought to you by intuitivevision.net and groundedmind.com.
Hey, Energy Matter listeners, welcome back. This is episode number 21. We are finally old enough to meditate. I'm here, as always, with my co-host, Cody Edner. And today we're going to be talking about energy awareness, which is a pretty cool topic. And it's been a while, Cody. We've been on sabbatical from the podcast for almost a month here. So it's great to be back.
Yeah, it is. It seems like it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
It's been doing well. You know, we're up to like 50,000 streams.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Very good.
Let's pat ourselves on the back.
Okay. So have you been keeping busy during our little sabbatical, our little break here?
Yeah, actually, I've been really busy. I actually flew in from California a few weeks ago and have been teaching at Cornell. And we had some great workshops there for the faculty and staff. We did one called From Stress to Rest. Then we did one called From Stress to Creativity. We did one for the students on Eastern traditions and meditation. Then I did a workshop on healing. I did one in New York City a few days ago. That was called Should I Feel Good? That was a fun topic to do. And so I've been really busy and continuing. You know, I've got some more stuff coming up, so a lot of traveling. How's it been going with you, Cody?
Good. I've been staying busy teaching. I've got a lot going on, mostly teaching my different various programs on mediumship and energy awareness. And it's been a good month. Cool. Been enjoying a little bit of time to get out into nature, especially here. The season's been changing.
And in Colorado.
All the aspens are striking. So it's been fun.
Great.
But I've been missing doing the podcast. I've been missing interviewing people and all that good stuff. So I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
Excited about what we have coming up. I think we've got some great things coming up, and that's been really fun getting in, starting to create some classes and retreats, and all the possibilities is pretty cool.
Yeah, we've got a retreat in Costa Rica that we finally set up. April 27th is going to be for 7 days, and we have
Corey. I think it's the 28th, I hope.
28th? Well, whatever day it starts, we'll find out.
Sometime in April.
Yeah, Corey at revampretreats.com. She is helping us run it. So it'll be up on her site in like a week or so. So that's really cool. 7 days in the jungle in Costa Rica on the beach, meditation, yoga, really good food, some trekking. That's going to be awesome.
It should be a pretty awesome week. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. And what else do we have coming up? Oh, we're also going to be doing a 4-week webinar series. What's the date? October 17th, starting October 17th on Awakening to Energy, which is similar to what we're going to be talking about today. So I thought that today we would talk about understanding energy, being aware of energy. Maybe we'll go a little bit into what we're going to teach in the 4-week series. I think that would be cool. And run with that.
Yeah, and trying to answer the question of like, what is energy? That word gets thrown out around a lot, you know. And I think talking about kind of the awareness of energy is a big thing that people are starting to wake up to. So I think this is a very good timely topic.
Yeah, actually, you know, I was teaching this workshop a few nights ago on healing, and what I had everyone do is get a partner and stand behind that partner and just put your hands on that person's shoulders and do nothing else. That was it. And I had one woman, she put her hands on this other woman's shoulders and stood there for a moment. And she started to feel sick in her stomach and it actually hurt. And she stepped back and afterwards was kind of explaining what had happened. And she was such a feeler, you know, such an empath, that even just touching another person or just being really close to them for a moment started to make her feel ill. And that's not the first time that I've seen that. I've seen that in a lot of students and friends where they get around somebody else, maybe who's in pain or stuck, and they start to feel like they're in pain or stuck. And so the energy of the world gets like absorbed by their bodies. And this was just like one of those really visceral experiences that was very overt. It was just like this great demonstration of it. But I think in terms of—
And it happened so fast, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was just immediate. Like 2 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, and so in terms of understanding energy, that's just one component. But a lot of us, I think, go through that and don't realize how much of the energy from the rest of the world we pull in and feel inside of our own bodies. And then we think it's us, you know? So I think mm-hmm. in the 4-week series, we're gonna look at that and talk about that and learn some meditation tools on how to mitigate it. Because I know for me, that's always been an issue too.
Right. I think sometimes we don't realize how, well, without the consideration of that there is energy and that this can happen, we don't realize sometimes how sensitive we are to energy. And that lady was just so sensitive that she could pick up that energy and bring it into herself that quickly.
Yeah.
And become the effect of it. And so often we just see the effect that's happening in us and we don't really know why. Like, why am I feeling this way? Why do I have this sensation happening? Why am I, you know, unable to focus today? And so much of that is answered when we start to bring energy awareness into our perception of how the world works. You know, I was just doing a reading on a lady today who really finds herself out of whack. And it all kind of went back to the hurricane. She's in Florida and she was not, you know, didn't have damage herself, but she did have to evacuate and move to a different place for a while. And she came back. And so her life is kind of back to normal in many ways, but her energy isn't back to normal yet. She's really out of sorts. And so much of what I saw in looking at her was how much she was kind of matching or becoming the effect of everybody else's energy. Like the whole tone of energy got set in a sense of not really being safe, not really being centered. And she was feeling the effects of that, or still is.
Yeah.
And it may take a while to get her balance back. And yet her life isn't really upset in the moment, right?
Yeah.
It's just her energy still being sensitive to this bigger energy that's all around her, where many, many people's lives certainly are totally upset.
Yeah, Texas,
and destroyed.
Florida.
And she's just, yeah, and she's really being sensitized to it right now and being a sensitive, energetic, you know, sensitive to energy type person. She's really feeling the effects of that.
And I think, I know I did too. I woke up a few mornings like, oh, what is that? You could feel the like disturbance in the mental, emotional space, just in mm-hmm. general, almost like the emotional weather of the country and of the planet. And my grandparents live right near Miami. And so they were there trying, they couldn't evacuate. They had no way to get out. And so they stayed.
My.
And it was kind of, we bought them plane tickets to leave, but then all the flights got canceled. And it was just, the energy was pretty intense, you know, and just watching the flooding in Texas and now in Puerto Rico and all of in the Virgin Islands. We've been hit quite hard. And you know what? Fascinatingly enough, I was watching a video by the Dalai Lama a few days ago. And he very kind of humbly and softly mentioned, yeah, you know, the United States is learning some lessons with all the weather that they're hitting, that there are consequences to how we treat the environment. And he was also pointing at the wildfires in the western part of the United States, the flooding in the eastern part. And the United States on an environmental level is definitely going through a pretty intense period at the moment. And as
yeah, it seems pretty wild, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I was just talking with Corey at Revamp Retreats. She's in Bali running some retreats and said that there's earthquakes happening every day and they've evacuated like thousands of people because the volcano might erupt any day. That's pretty wild too. So there's a lot happening on the planet. But I think there always has been. It's just that we're so connected
sure.
That we're more aware of it. I'm not sure if it's really how much of it is, maybe the weather is more extreme in some ways than it used to be, but I'm not sure everything else maybe has always been happening. And we're just so aware and connected that it drives us crazy by paying attention to so much.
Yeah, I think that's one of the issues we are all facing in managing our own space and kind of being able to have a place of calm and peace within is we're so connected now. We know what's happening all over the world where, you know, back in the old days, you just knew maybe not a very large area of the world in terms of what was happening.
What were the old days like, Cody?
But it makes me think of my experience with my grandfather, who, you know, was born around the turn of the century, not this last century, but the one before. And whenever he would greet someone, he would always say, "What's the news?"
Oh,
and
wow.
In his day, you know, someone would come from the next town over, and that's how you got a lot of your news, right? Is it was very local, and you didn't know a whole lot of what was going on. Or if you did find out about it, maybe it was weeks later, right, that you found out about something that happened. And now everything happens so much in real time, and so it's still charged with the energy of it, where it's almost like we're involved in the lives of the whole world, especially through social media, right? We're involved in so many different energies and lives. It's so easy to get overwhelmed by the energy. And how do you start to find and create an inner space separate from that to find your own inner calm and your own steady space to really be aware of what's, or keep your focus on what's important for you in your life?
And I think meditation is a great tool for that. And that's some of what we were working at Cornell recently, kind of unplugging, unmatching from the rest of the world.
And I love your title, From Stress to Rest, by the way. That's like awesome.
Thanks. And so we went from stress to rest and then from stress to creativity, or maybe even from rest to creativity. So first we got to have enough energy to create. And often we don't, because we're so stressed from the environment that we're in. And even if you're living in a really safe, comfortable place, you know, just all the attention and media and the, you know, social circles of 1,000 people is just a lot for our bodies energetically to handle. And I think that's why so many people are interested in meditation now. And I think one of the reasons we're teaching this course coming up, and you know, I was just looking at our notes for the 4 weeks. I think I want to go over it because it's relevant to what we're talking about. So I was just looking. So the Awakening Energy course that we're going to do, so week one is called You Are Energy. And we're going to talk about how you feel isn't necessarily who you are, which is how we started the podcast with that woman putting her hands on someone else and feeling pain, but then recognizing it wasn't necessarily her pain. So I think that is an essential component when you start meditating to realize like what your energy is and what it isn't and the difference between the two, and then how to manage energy in a healthy way, you know, how to have boundaries as we get into week two, boundaries. So week one is You Are Energy, understanding your energy and your sensitivity to it, which I think, Cody, you're quite an expert at sensitivity to energy. So that'll be interesting. And then week two is getting unstuck.
Right, which is a great one.
Yeah.
Because partly, if we don't have awareness of our sensitivity to energy, we can get stuck on energy that we experience, but we don't have a context for it. We don't know where it's coming from. And or it's just, if it's not our own energy, it's easy to kind of get into resistance to what's coming at us. And getting unstuck may very much involve kind of getting out of resistance and frustration and back into flow, really. I mean, what is being stuck if not being totally out of alignment or flow within our own energy?
And just to give you an example, I was working with someone recently, and I'll try to keep the story as general as I can. They'll never know I'm talking about them. And they were having a lot of trouble at work and wanted to switch careers. And we were, you know, doing some meditation and working at it and looking at it. And came to the conclusion, this person came to the conclusion that actually the deeper issue was her relationship space. It wasn't the workspace, but it was easier to focus on her workspace because it was so overtly stuck and she was having so many overt problems in the relationships at work. But when she looked a little deeper, it wasn't the core of it or even close to the core of it. Real intimate relationship, personal relationship was actually the core of what was bothering her, but it was kind of projected out into work. And so she was so stuck at work because she didn't realize what was actually making her stuck. And when I was at Cornell, we talked a bit about this, that like when we go to close our eyes and we go to meditate, usually, you know, the first 10 or 20 minutes is just kind of noise, you know, that like mental noise that we all hit. And that's why meditation can be so hard and difficult or boring for people. You close your eyes and it's just like that noise. But then the other 90%, so that's the first 10% is the noise. But then like the other 90% is like where the real stuff is. But we don't usually get through the 10% to the 90% because it bothers us so much and maybe covers up the deeper stuff that we're not sure we want to look at or how to process it if we do get in contact with it. And for me, like I love the parts of meditation where we go into those pieces, into those places and start to reconcile them. I mean, watching your breath and, you know, feeling your body are very important, incredible mindfulness tools. But I think that is just the tip of the iceberg of what makes us human.
Yeah. And I think beginning to develop a meditation practice in part is about learning to get through that noise to that next level. And it takes a little bit of time. Yeah. And I don't mean time over time, like years. I mean, it takes more than 20 minutes, right? Or about 15 to 20 minutes of sitting and getting centered and focused and kind of coming into our own heightened awareness of our own sensitivity to energy, or coming into a place of what I often just talk about in terms of energy awareness, and then kind of go into that next level of what you're talking about, where there is so much to explore.
And then the question always arises, all right, David, how do you get, Cody, how do you get to that next level? Everyone always asks, how do you get to that energy? How do you get to that stuck place? How do you get
to we're teaching a class about that.
Yeah. So tools, meditation tools. So when you close your eyes, how do you ground yourself? How do you recognize what you're stuck on?
What is it to be centered?
And to see energy, I think that is the core of it. What we teach and work on is not just to feel what you're going through, but to actually learn to see kind of in your mind's eye, I guess you can say. You really learn how to see things for yourself. Like when someone goes, oh, I see, they're seeing some deeper truth, quite literally.
Right, they're getting the picture, basically.
Getting the picture, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how you start to get to a place to be able to solve those problems, like the one you just described, where there was one thing happening which was causing all the feelings, and the attention and the projection was into a different area of her life as saying, well, here's where the problem is. But it's not. So even if she solved all the work stuckness, the frustration and the whatever the stuckness was that she was feeling would still be there, right? And how often do we solve what we think is the problem, but it doesn't go away? Well, that is kind of a good telltale sign that maybe we didn't find the real cause.
Oh, I can't tell you how many meditators I know who, once they get off the mat, they're just a terror.
Right.
I once got out of a class with someone. It was like an all-day meditation seminar. And it was in Hawaii, actually. And we got out of class and we went next door to this hamburger joint to get some French fries. And she didn't like the shape of her French fries and just snapped on the waitress and sent her French fries back and said she wanted better shaped French fries. And I was kind of a beginner at that time. And I remember just thinking like, what? Did you just do that after meditating all day? Did you learn nothing? And that's when I started to realize some people actually meditate to override their pain or ignore it or numb it rather than get to it. So just because your eyes are closed does not mean you're necessarily working all that stuff. And that was a big lesson for me. I was like, wow, to yell at someone for the shape of your fries. Imagine when something real in life happens. Like when your hamburger is undercooked. Oh,
that's
man.
Right. Or not stacked correctly.
Yeah.
The order of things is tomato. Incorrect. Oh my gosh.
Week number three, I was just looking at the notes again. So week number three is inner peace. And this is a fascinating one. So after we work through some stuff, after we sit long enough, after we ground ourselves, then some inner peace starts to arise, which is, I think, where a lot of us are trying to get to a place of calmness and quiet.
And I think that's a great way that you just put it, David, because so often people go into meditation thinking that I have to quiet my mind and make everything stop, and I have to, like, you know, find inner peace right away or I'm failing. And really, it's more that as you start to learn how to move into a place of awareness and inner sensitivity and kind of work with the flow of energy, then inner peace or calmness starts to arise. But the attempt to make the mind stop can oftentimes create inner conflict, actually. Mm-hmm. How many people have tried meditation and just created more inner conflict, right, with themselves? Absolutely. In an attempt to kind of fulfill this kind of false picture. But what does happen over time of meditating, and when you get through the noise, when you get past that 15 or 20 minutes and you start to stay in the state of meditation, is there is a calmness of mind that does show up. And there is a sense of inner peace that can be connected with.
Yeah.
And fostered.
Or after an hour of sitting or two. It depends.
Right. As your meditation practice develops, you may find that you can sit longer and longer.
Or
much longer than you think going in.
Yeah. Or sometimes it even just takes longer to get to that state. I know for me in the past, I've sat for longer until my mind subsided. I wish it was a guarantee 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But I do remember I used to do these retreats called Vipassanas or Vipassana. It's a Buddhist-style retreat, and they're 10 days long, and they're silent retreats. So you go in. Some of you listening to this have probably
heard of it. And you don't talk for 10 days?
Yeah, you cannot talk for 10 days at all.
And you did that?
If I wasn't...
Torture. How do you torture David? Don't let him talk.
If I wasn't so well trained by the Buddhists, I would react to that. So, yeah, so 10 days, no talking. You're getting up at 4:30, 5-ish a.m. every day. You're meditating like 8-10 hours a day. Your physical body is in incredible pain because you're sitting on a cushion for endless hours. 3 times a day, you're not even allowed to move at all for an hour. That's the goal, to not even move a finger, an inch. And
hey, David, just on the talking topic, just real quick, because David came and stayed at our house for a while. And after a couple of weeks, all the women in the house came up to me and said, "Does that guy ever stop talking?" My wife, my daughter, our foreign exchange student.
Why do you think your foreign exchange student is like, he talks a lot? Why do you think we have a podcast so I can get it out? So then I'll be quiet when I meditate.
Oh, okay.
Some people are introverts and some people are extroverts, and I'm an introvert and an extrovert. Like I'm really comfortable.
Both.
Yeah, very much so
in
both directions. So, you know, when I have friends, they're going to get an earful. But back to the Buddhist meditation, which is more important. I really like that style. It did a lot for me. I did 3 of those retreats in a year. And it just really solidified a great meditation practice for me. And if anyone ever wants to check it out, it's actually free. I think it's donation-based, and they're all over the world. There's like hundreds of centers. And the website is dhamma.org. It's dhamma.org.
Mm.
So pretty cool place to
That sounds for. Very cool,
yeah,
actually.
It is.
What a way to disconnect just from the social media, just from everything.
Yeah.
And really refind yourself.
Even my mom
and
did
And that's
one.
Kind of an extreme step. I mean, you don't have to start there in meditation.
No.
You know, where we're starting opens the door to that inner world and to energy awareness. And ultimately, to do something like that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. You should give it a try.
Yeah.
So before we run out of time, week four of our series is called Radical Intention. And so, you know, after we touch that space of inner peace and we open our eyes and we have to be in the world, then it's time to create with energy. And I think taking intention and consciously creating with it is a really important step in meditation. A lot of people don't see those two things correlated. But for me, sometimes I'll sit in meditation, close my eyes, and in my mind's eye, look at what it is that I want to create next and how I want to create it and what the energy is around it that's keeping me from creating it. And all of that factors into, you know, manifesting in the world to create the lives that we're looking to have.
Yeah, and there is, that just opens the door to such a big world. I mean, we could talk about some of the science that really points to how we create our own reality through our energy and our mind. We could talk about just how to do it in a practical sense.
Yeah.
So learning to really set an intention and then follow it with your attention, that's how manifesting and creating in the world happens. You have to have the energy of intention and then follow that with attention.
And the ability to see images in the mind's eye.
Right, to envision where you want to go. So there's so much that can be said with that. And certainly that could be a class unto itself, not a fourth week, but another 4 to 6 weeks.
I'm sure.
Which we may want to do at some point, how to create with energy or manifesting with energy.
Yeah, and I just sent you a picture, and it's on my Instagram, on the Grounded Mind Meditations Instagram account, of a picture of a building that my dad designed. He's an engineer in New York City. So just a few days ago, I was teaching a workshop on the Lower East Side, and I was walking across to the West Side, and I'm walking past this building, and I look up, I'm like, damn, that is a nice building. That's cool. And then I go, oh, my dad made this building. I remember that like 8 or 10 years ago, Astor Place. And so I took a snapshot of it, and I shared it, and I just sent it to you before the podcast. I was like, look at this thing. So, I mean, talk about the ultimate, like seeing something in your mind's eye, right? Then you create the blueprint of it physically and then create the actual thing. And that was maybe I randomly walked past it, and New York City's huge. And it was just, for me, I guess, a reminder of like, look at, you can create anything, you know? So pretty neat.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this series and to teach with you. I haven't taught anything more than just beginner workshops in quite a while, other than a retreat. I spent years teaching longer formed series and classes and trainings, but it's been a while. So I'm excited to jump in with you and do this.
Yeah. And I'm on the opposite end of that scale. I haven't taught, you know, kind of a beginning 4 week type class in a while. I'm teaching, you know, 5 year long programs with people.
We're going to meet in the middle.
Are intensive. So we're going to meet in the middle. It'll be fun. I mean, I've, you know, taught this for years and years and years, decades actually, this type of training. So it's
and this time,
very fun.
But this time we're going to do a webinar.
We've never done it in a webinar format where you'll be able to see both of us. I've got to get, you know, a hairstylist, a makeup. I've got to get some things lined up here.
I got to get out of my mom's basement. David, why is it so dark? We're not going to do video the whole time. I think once we start getting into the meditation, we're going to turn that off so people don't get, you know, distracted by just, what do they
right,
look
one
like
of the,
when they talk?
Right. I mean, obviously part of meditation, or at least in the way I practice it and have always taught it, is ultimately to, you know, close your eyes and relax that part of the mind so that you can turn inward to your mind's eye and you're not distracted by the visuals coming in. So,
and you know,
definitely.
I do also want to invite, like, whenever you listen to our podcast, anyone who's listening, you can, if you're not driving or anything, close your eyes, relax, lay down, you know, let some energy shift and just see what happens. Why not? So we're about out of time, Cody, but so for all our listeners, you know, thank you so much for listening to us and hanging, being interested in meditation, energy awareness, wellness. And if you do want to come for the ride for the Awakening to Energy series. By the time this podcast is up, the link should be up on energymatterspodcast.com to join in. Got a retreat in Costa Rica. That's exciting as well. So always good stuff happening. And if you ever have a request for a guest or a topic or a question that you want Cody and I to explore, just send us a message through the website and we'll be happy to look at that possibility. It's really great to get feedback from all of you. And thank you all so much for listening to us.
Yeah, very good. I think we covered it.
Yeah.
And be sure to join our newsletter to get updates and information if you get a chance on our website.
If we ever send anything out from
fill in the box. And we haven't sent it. Well, we've been on sabbatical,
that's
right? Like we just went in opposite directions in our lives.
People are emailing like, am I on your newsletter? I'm like, yeah, you are. We just haven't sent you anything.
Just haven't done anything. It's laying in wait.
Yeah.
But soon, we've got a lot coming up, so there will be a lot of news to share.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, which before we finish, I just wrote an article for Parsley Health, parsleyhealth.com. Dr. Robin Berzin is amazing. She's been on this show. It's called Seven Steps of Meditation for Emotional Eating or something like that. Can't remember the exact title at the moment. But if you're interested, you can check it out on their site under their blog section.
But the goal is about using meditation to gain control over emotional eating. I take it. Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks for clarifying that. since I can't remember my own title. great, guys. So thank you. To all the Energy Matters listeners, all the Insight Time listeners, we appreciate your time and hopefully you're meditating, enjoying yourself, and we will see you next time.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the Energy Matters podcast with Cody Edner and David Gandelman, brought to you by intuitivevision.net and groundedmind.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or soundcloud.com.